Really, really wonderful to be with you this morning. Thank you very much, Bill, for the opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. For those of you who don't know me or who are new to the church or who are visiting, my name's Matthew. We go to the church along with my wife, Jackie. We've been here for a good few years now. And really, really excited to share this morning with you. Really specifically, would like to share about something that we in Northern Ireland are not particularly known for being good at, and that is expressing ourselves. So already some people in the crowd are like, oh no, what's going to happen? What are we doing? And we all express ourselves in loads and loads of different ways. We express ourselves physically, we express ourselves emotionally, we express ourselves spiritually, and in our day-to-day lives, we express ourselves to many different people, to your friends, to your family, our loved ones, colleagues, wider culture, social media, and also to God. Now, I have a tendency, I have a bit of a bad reputation for being so passionate and having such a desire to download as much information as possible whenever I speak that I end up talking for about an hour. So I promise this morning that that won't be the case. I've made a commitment to people in Crash that I will not keep yous. I have a wee hourglass here to keep me right, keep yous engaged, you know, the suspense of watching the sand fall so yous don't fall asleep either. And so in all that big sphere, to try to stay focused, to try to keep this short, I will be focusing on one specific thing, and that is our expression towards God. And really specifically, when I was preparing for this and praying for this, I felt like this morning is for two groups of people. The first group is for people like myself, who were brought up in a very traditional church environment where there was great emphasis placed on reverence towards God. The second group of people is for you Pentecostals and Charismatics who maybe have been raised to think, say, and act like everything is okay, even when it's not. And the very specific goal of this morning is to encourage us to be more honest in our expression towards God. So let's begin. Let's begin in prayer. And we'll take it from there. So, Father, thank you very much for this great opportunity. Lord, I pray that you will empty me out in this moment. Lord, I empty myself out to you. I ask, God, that you'll use me this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will add authority and power to the words that you've asked me to share this morning. And Lord, I pray that it will result in action, it will result in life, and it will result in people being closer to you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go for a wee bit of audience participation this morning. We all love that, don't we? Absolutely brilliant. We're going to go fast, so no time for silence, no time for small talk. We're just going to jump straight in with each other. And so the first question I have for you and the people you're sitting beside is, what does the word depress mean? Really simple. Looking for your definition. There's no right or wrong answers. You've got about 20 seconds to talk to the person next to you. I'm going to flip this hourglass over. So, guys, time is ticking. What does the word depress mean? Okay, let's hear some of yous. Anyone from this general direction, just shout out.
Low mood.
Low mood, okay. Great. Any other takers for what the word depressed means?
Squeeze down.
Squeeze down. Good from you, Pastor. I have to say that's good. Well done.
Thomas.
Oh, Thomas. Anyone else?
Subdue.
Nice one, Ken. One more.
Press down.
Always the best answer comes last, always. Said there was no right or wrong answers, but. So, next question for you all, okay? What are some of the things that we squeeze, subdue, or press down in our lives? Again, 20 seconds. Okie dokie. Any takers? Anyone way far in the back? Got big lungs on them? Doesn't have to be the back if there's no takers. Guilt. Who even said that? I don't even know where that came from. Hodgemeister, nice one. So we have guilt. Anything else? Disappointment and emotions. Stephen, you're on fire this morning. Anyone else? Hurts. Fears. This is great. Look at this expression. I'm loving it. So on brand. Dreams. Trauma. What? Oh, I like that one. And we'll have one more, saying you're so chatty.
Giftings.
Cool. So, these are all great answers. We've talked about positive things, we've talked about negative things, talked about neutral things. Once again, Stephen comes in clutch with the answer. And if we were to stick with emotions, we have this great phrase in Northern Ireland, this great Northern Irish saying to describe the act of pushing down our emotions. Somebody shout it out for me. You'd say I'm fine. How would you describe someone who is continually pushing down their emotions? Keep a lid on it. Brilliant. Any other variations on that? You'd say suck it up. What else would we say? We would say, oh, your man there, he's... This is, see, the problem is the question asker hasn't led you in the right direction. Keep a lid on it is good. It's the closest we'll get. Bottling up our emotions. We say, catch yourself on. We say, get a move on. We say, keep a lid on it. Just bottle it up. Keep pushing it down. And as most of us know, whether from personal experience or experience with the loved ones in our lives, the more we push down, the more we try to keep a lid on it. If we keep on pushing down those emotions, something inevitably happens. We keep trying to bottle it up, we eventually burst. We implode. We explode on the inside. We hurt ourselves and quite often the people around us. Jackie and I, we have just moved house. We've joined the mighty Dromore squad, proud to be from Dromore now. And so we're still in the process of unpacking loads of stuff, and we were going through some boxes, and I found an old water bottle a couple of days ago. And that's fine, you know, water bottle, no big deal. The issue was there may have been some sort of a green smoothie in it. And based on your reaction, you know what's coming next. Open the lid, and it is just humming. It is rough. Smell cuts right through you. And as disgusting as that quite literally is a very, very good picture of what happens whenever we bottle up our emotions. When we bottle things up, they don't flow. They can become toxic, and they can rot away at us on the inside. Now, I'm no mental health expert or professional. There are many in the room today, and thank you so much for everything that you do. But as someone who has walked a journey of depression in my own life and that battle, I would like to suggest that a helpful definition of depression, and I'm not talking about clinical depression, need to make that very clear, not talking about a chemical imbalance in our brain that medication can help. I'm talking about depression in the broad sense of the word that we are used to saying it now in our kind of, you know, society and culture. Depression is the suppression of our internal world. It's the dreams, it's the anxieties, it's the fear, it's the emotion, it's the pushing down of those things. And I'd also like to gently suggest that some of us in here have been bottling up our true emotions towards God. that many of us aren't unlike that water bottle, and that many of us are numb, angry, or even spiritually dead because we haven't expressed those things. We haven't flowed towards God. I was really touched yesterday by Mum's child protection training. We were here getting all up to speed with the law of the land whenever it comes to keeping our kids safe in the church. It was great. But it was really, really touched. Something she talked about were symptoms that children with neglect show. And one of those things is that children stop crying out and they stop asking for help because their experience is that nobody cares and nobody listens. And I wonder if there are any of us in here today that feel like that, who've stopped crying out to God because we think he doesn't care, or we stopped asking for help because we think that he doesn't listen. If I'm here to do one thing this morning, it's to encourage all of us to open that flow of communication, to cry out to God again and share, because he longs to hear and see those deep inner parts of us. And that includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you." The NIV, it says, "Cast all your anxieties on God, because he cares for you." And the NLT, just so differently, slightly differently, just says, "Give all your worries and concerns to the Lord, because he cares for you." And that word cast is just such a powerful emotion. You imagine the fishermen casting the nets out. That's what we're called to do with the things that are going on inside. Sometimes we hold back. A lot of times we hold back. I would say, especially if you're from Northern Ireland, maybe we're afraid of being judged. Maybe we're afraid of being scolded. Maybe it comes from a really healthy place in us because, you know, we want to be reverent towards God. We maybe feel like we don't want to bother God. God's up here. We're down there. But maybe for some of us in here, we actually just don't trust him. I've started doing creche recently, which has been a real learning experience for me. Completely different world. Give me a real appreciation for what those guys do. But for those of you whose kids are in creche right now, chances are that they're actually being really well behaved. They're being little angels. And then you'll take them home this afternoon and they may end up driving you up the wall. You know, why is that? Why are kids so good with strangers and they're not good for us? Well, it's probably because the kids trust you. It's because they feel like it's a safe enough space for them to express who they are, including all the tantrums and all the goodness and all the badness and all the joys of parenting. And I would say it's the same with God. I'd like for us just to close our eyes for a wee second. I'm going to read some words. And I really encourage you just to open yourself up to these words and allow them to touch you if they are meant to touch you. And it says this: "How long, O Lord, will this go on? Will you hide yourself forever? I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble." Now, can anyone hazard a guess at who wrote those words? The psalmists. King David. One of the most respected and revered men, respected people in the entirety of the Christian faith. And I remember when I was growing up in an RP church, I remember seeing some of those psalms and being like, is that even legal? Can you even say that? Are you allowed to be that open with God? Is that okay? And I've only, over the last, even the last 6 months, been going back to the Psalms recently and being really, really touched by them. Because the Psalms give us a snapshot into the private prayer life and praise life of King David. So often in the Bible, you read these great stories. It just seems to be they go strength to strength and they do all these big things. There's all these big, massive moments. And actually, sometimes in my head, I view them as really, really holy, super perfect, superhuman people. And thank goodness for the Psalms, because you go to the Psalms and you're like, they are just as broken as I am. They are just as swinging as I am. They are just as human as I am. But the Psalms also give us permission. The Psalms give us permission to be open and honest with God. I am alone in deep distress. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Do our prayers sound like this? Do your times with God mirror and reflect what has been modeled to us in the Psalms? You see, for me, in my opinion, the opposite of depression is expression. And when we open ourselves up honestly towards God, we empty that bottle. We allow things to flow. We allow our emotions to flow again. We allow space in our lives for God to bring healing, for God to fill us with his Holy Spirit, for him to bring fresh water, fresh revelation, and to give us everything we need to face our day-to-day lives and walk into them with power. This is really, really important, because when we don't express our pain, even our pain towards God, and the disappointment and the heartache and everything like that, it's very easy for us to become bitter. And on the other end, like you were saying, Rhoda, when we don't express those good things, when we don't walk into our dreams, when we don't express our gratitude and our thanks and our appreciation towards God, it's very easy for us to become numb. And so a lot of us live between those two poles. The good news is God has given us lots of ways to express ourselves. This morning was a beautiful example of a service of many people doing that in loads of different ways. Physically, you know, you have Simon up at the front physically expressing himself through action, through word. You have Ruth and the kids and Andy Cardy and Phil Robson waving the flags and the banners as a physical expression to God. Emotionally, he's given us opportunities to, you know, compose music for the musically gifted in there, to write our own psalms, to overflow in crying and laughter and praise. And spiritually, he's given us the chance to read his word, go through the psalms. There's a psalm for everything. Whatever it is you're going through, whether you're on the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley, if you don't know where to start, start with the psalm. Speak it out. Pour it out before God and use that as a form of expression. Cry out to God in prayer. Abba, Father. That beautiful, intimate relationship that we actually have with God, that so often we feel like we can't approach him. And that may have been the case in the Old Testament, but David still seemed to do it. So how much more do we have that possibility because of Jesus, because of everything that Jesus has done? So that is it. Can you believe it? Where are we? Look at that. That's just about right. We're going to end today with 5 minutes of silence. We're going to end with 5 minutes as a bit of a space for us to express ourselves. 5 minutes for us to share and turn to God whatever it is that we need to share and turn. I want to just encourage and give permission for freedom. Right now, the front's open, the back's open, the prayer room's open. You're dismissed if you want to. If you want to go out in the car and scream and shout and honk the horn or whatever it is, please feel free. If you want to take out a pen and pencil and write your own psalm or write a prayer or write a letter, please do. Look, no judgment. If you want to take out your phone, shoot a quick text or write it out in your notes. If you want to get the flags, get the flags. If you want to kneel down, please feel free. And I really encourage you to use this time to empty the bottle. Drain that tank and open up that communication with God again. So please be honest. Please don't hold back. not just now, in this moment, but in our daily lives and our daily devotion to him. This constant expression, this constant draining of the bottle will serve you very, very well. And I think it's something that we're called to do as men and women of God. So I'm just going to pray, and then Bill will come up after our 5 or whatever minutes is done. Father, I thank you so much that you can take it. I thank you so much that you can take our honesty. I thank you so much that we can't surprise you with our honesty, because you already see it all. Every anxious thought, every flare of anger, every pang of disappointment. Lord, I thank you so much that you don't need us to share, but you want us to share. I thank you so much, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to be honest with you and your grace and your love and that fatherly care extends to us. Lord, I thank you so much that practically every page of the Bible is riddled with proof that when your people cry out to you, you respond. Elijah, David, Leah, Hannah, and Job. Lord, I thank you that you're not silent. I thank you that you're not far away. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to open ourselves up to you again today. In Jesus' name, amen.